Welcome back, everybody, to another recording of Put Your Own Mask On First with me, Vicky O'Farrell.
And me, Nikki Benswavik.
And we've been over a year doing this now, haven't we? I've had such fun, Nikki, such fun.
I know.
And I love your suggestion of today's podcast because obviously we chat just before we get on this recording. And then me and Nikki go, no, stop, we've got to stop talking because we'll use all the best stuff.
Yes.
And we are talking about that work-life balance. And how do we get it? What is it? Is it actually a thing? You know, is it work-life balance or is it just life balance?
Yeah.
And what is it? Well, what does it mean to you, Nick? Because I think for the last, how long have we both been doing this? It's over a year, isn't it?
It must be, yeah.
Talking when we started talking about it in the pandemic, and we're literally sitting at our desks locked in our houses, and now sometimes I feel like I'm still sitting at my desk locked in my house.
I know. Well, this is it, isn't it? The ever elusive work-life balance, I suppose. But you are right, it is relevant to just life balance because we've all got to work. It's just part of the way the world runs. But it is the way I view work-life balance, let's see if you agree with this, Vic, is that the two are balanced, of course. But so at work, what that means is you can meet your deadlines, you feel supported, you feel like you can do a good job of things, you feel like you've got the right resources to support you to do that. But also then when you come home, you've got enough time to do your hobbies, spend time with your family, you know, invest in your relationships. And you're not too tired from work so that you can do those things as well. So that essentially you're enjoying both parts. You get enjoyment from your work, but you also get enjoyment from your, I guess, free time and home time. And that's what I consider work-life balance to be.
So is that classic saying of work to live, don't live to work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And finding the balance of what it is that you want to do, because we're all different. Everybody's different, you know, our DNA is different, but it's also some people have that, and I'm not saying it's about being driven and stuff like that, but some people have this thing of like, if they're not working at something, they find it really hard to switch off and relax. Their only way to switch off and relax is to go on a holiday or do stuff like that. I know I find it very hard to just sit. I love it. Complete tangent here for you. So we were at a wedding on Saturday, you know, and as we're all leaving the hotel on the Sunday morning, said, oh, what are you doing? And I was just a bit like, oh, do you know what? I just want to get in that hammock in the garden with my book and just chill. Did I? No, of course I didn't. You know, went round the garden centre and bought a big Magnolia grandiflora for putting dad's ashes under, you know. And it's that stuff of like, I have the intention of, you know, that downtime, but actually for me also, I also find things to do, but then I'm like, but I'm finding things to do that bring me pleasure. Yeah. And that's, I think, where the balance comes in.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's balancing the stuff that you are busy doing. Does the stuff that you're busy doing bring you joy?
Because I was thinking about this before we started recording today, and I was thinking, because, and I'm sure we'll get onto this as a specific talking point, but obviously I personally find it very different, my work-life balance now, as to what it was when I was employed and when I was in the corporate world. Very, 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 very different things. When I was in the corporate world, though, I was, like I said, I was thinking about this before we started recording, and I was thinking about what my life looked like then. And I didn't have work-life balance. I absolutely had none. I would get up, you know, it was your classic, get up at 6, be in the gym for 7, at work for 8. On a good day, I might finish at 5. But that was once every 2 weeks I'd get that. Other than that, I'd be finishing any times between 7 and 9. Then you get home, you don't really have time to eat, and you're in bed, ready to be up again at 6 and go to the gym. So for me, that crushed me. I mean, I had to get to the gym because that exercise helped me maintain my mental health and all of those things. So that was really important. But I did not have time for relationships. I did not have time for hobbies. I did not have time for a social life. I didn't really do things I enjoyed. If I did go away for a weekend, as soon as it got to Sunday, I was in dread. you know, straight back to that, oh, it's work tomorrow. And, you know, it would even ruin my Sunday. So I absolutely did not feel like I had a work-life balance when I was in the corporate world.
No. And when we first met all those years ago, I felt like you were on that roller coaster hamster wheel, because I just think of the conversations we had on the day, the orientation day, you know, before we actually started our treks. And it's just you and me bimbling around, and I could hear it from you. Like, you're really not happy what you're doing, but you didn't know what you wanted to do. I think that was the thing. And at the time, you had no vision that you were about to be made redundant when you got back. And so you didn't want to leave, because it was like, well, and then redundancies forced you, or forced your hand in a good way. Because, as you know, 9 years ago, I got fired and I never saw that coming. And I think sometimes as humans, especially if we've been in a PAYE corporate role for so long, when you suddenly have all your responsibilities, you know, I'm not saying that people don't have responsibilities when they're younger, but, you know, when you've got bills to pay and all that kind of stuff, there is that fear factor, isn't there, of jumping and going alone, because you think, oh, I'll stay in the safety net of the corporate world. And it was only when I got fired that I thought, I didn't see that coming, and there's no safety net. There was nothing. So I wasn't prepared. You know, whereas if you think, actually, do you know what? I'm not happy. What can I do about it? I'm going to carry on doing my job, and I'll give my job everything that I've got. But actually, in the background and in my spare time, I'm going to work out what it is that I want, and whether that's a different corporate role or a completely different role.
Total 360 change what you're doing. And this is it. And I think that's where work-life balance becomes really important, because I knew how unhappy I was for the longest time, but I was so exhausted from that rat race, I couldn't even clear my mind enough to think of an escape plan, if you like, let alone really actually plan something. So I was just trapped for the longest time on this in the rat race of being exhausted, totally fatigued all the time, overworked, to come home and then just feel exhausted and sleep. But I'm not even sure it was good sleep I was even getting, if I really think back to it. And it's about trying. That's why the work-life balance, I think, is important, because it creates space within your mind, within your body, to explore things. You know, I always wanted to pick up things like journaling as a habit. But like I say, getting up at 6 to be in the gym at 7 to be at work for 8:30, there was no time in the morning for me. By the time I got home in the evening, I was far too tired. There was no way I could be bothered to start trying to build in a new habit, you know, when I was absolutely under the car. And I say that's me, just me. You know, I didn't have kids, I didn't have a family, I didn't have all those extra responsibilities. And it was still incredibly difficult to figure out that work-life balance.
Yeah. And yet when we talk now, and I think about when we first met, like, say, you were in that rat race, you were in that, like, I don't know what I want to do, I'm exhausted. And now when we talk and when we, you know, catch up, I can see how much calmer you are. And it is that whole, like, you're doing what you love. I love the fact that you're doing what you're doing now, because you're helping other people, I think women specifically, isn't it, on actually realizing that there is no work-life balance and you want to do something completely different, but you don't know what to do, because it is that trap, isn't it?
Yes.
It is that trap of, I'm doing this because and it's that, you know, I've got the kids and they're back at school now, and the husband's working or the wife's working, and I've got the house and I'm doing this, and it's just, you know what, it's just easier to stay in the job that I'm doing.
That's it, isn't it?
And it's actually, no, do you know what? Take the time to put the brakes on, and even if that is literally for a day or for a week, it takes some space out. And sometimes it's always easier to talk to somebody else that's either been through it or just somebody different with a different perspective to say, let's take stock of what we do. And I mean, I love running my business. And as you know, I'm about to hit the growth accelerator. It's quite scary.
Yeah.
But I'm excited as well.
Good.
But the thing about it is there are days in my week, you know, I have my, I don't know how you plan your week, but I have my week's plan of what needs to be done this week.
Mm-hmm.
This week's really hard for me because it's a lot of admin, you know me in detail.
Yeah.
But I've got it all there. And you know what? If it means on Wednesday afternoon, I decide that I'm just going to shut the computer down because I've had too much, and I go and do something. I have got lunch with a neighbour this week. I can't remember whether it is Wednesday or Thursday. And actually, and she's in a kind of similar line of business. So whilst it's a lunch, we will talk about business. I know we will.
Yeah.
But I know what that'll do is that will then give me more energy to come back into my business mm-hmm. and carry on. Because I think that's sometimes what we forget. It's just like that's your week's, you know, list of things that need to be done. And whether you'd look at a week or whether people look at a day or an hour, everyone's different.
Yeah.
But you look at it and you think, okay, and when I've got it done, I'm going to stop. Because quite often what we do as humans is we get it done and we stop and then we go, oh, I might as well start the next bit then, didn't I? And it's like, yeah. Actually, we don't need to. Sometimes we need to go, right, okay, now I've done what needs to be done today. I need to stop and take time for me.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great point, isn't it? I think, you know, when one notices that they perhaps are misaligned with their work-life balance, one of the things that you can do to bring that back into balance is to do more, well, reprioritization of things, but also writing lists. So I suppose in there is a great opportunity to start prioritizing something else and put other things into your list rather than just the blind panic of what have I got to get done today, this week, this hour, this month. Actually, yes, I do need to do those things, but how can I reprioritize so that I can actually maybe build in some time for X, whatever X is, the X that brings you joy and is that you time, whether, you know, and like you say, sometimes I think just pull a sickie one day and just use that day to just sit and create some stillness and, you know, call it a mental health day, whatever. But it's a great opportunity when you look at lists and prioritization, when you don't have a work-life balance, to actually, rather than just continuing to try and ram your way through your to-do list, change what things you put on your to-do list instead.
But also it's, I mean, if we look now about how lots of organizations are working, aren't they, you know, in terms of working from home, the whole 4-day week thing is all about it. It's all about doing what needs to be done, but when you're in your, so if I talk about larks and owls, are you a morning person or are you an evening person? Because if you're a morning person and actually getting up at 6 and doing the gym at 7 or doing whatever you do, if you want to, I love being here at my desk at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, marched on to work, 7 o'clock in the morning. I know my emails won't start going until probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. Any social media doesn't really start going till then. So I can get a really, really core hour of me time focused, and I'm far more productive. If you're an owl, it might be that you are like that, but at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also then looking at all the people that you work with and trying to think, you know, if I'm a morning person, if I'm a lark and I know I've got a meeting with an owl, yeah, we need to have this at probably 1 o'clock in the day.
Mm.
They're not going to be productive in the meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning, a bit like I'm not going to be productive at 8 o'clock at night or even 6 or 5 o'clock at night. I've finished by the end of that day.
Yeah.
So I always like to try and know, a bit like the whole personality things. Am I dealing with somebody who is very D-style, I-style, so I can adapt myself? But it's also, you know, when I talk about personalities and the DISC system, it strips away all of those other impacts that make us who we are. But actually we need to think about, what type of person are you? Morning, evening, or just simple things are a face-to-face. Do you prefer a Zoom call? Do you prefer a face-to-face meeting? Are you happy to just have it as a phone conversation? Let's work out what's better for you, because isn't that saying of like the best journey that you'll make is to meet somebody halfway?
Yeah.
But there's so many people that I think are blinkered or that are in the headlights or that just don't stop to look in the mirror at themselves and how they're behaviors impact others, and that's what impacts our work-life balance, you know.
And it does, you know, from what you said there, it just sounds like it's energy management, isn't it? It's about understanding yourself and how to manage your own energy in that. I think when it comes to work-life balance and being employed, absolutely the employer does have some level of responsibility there, but you know, my preference would be, I suppose, to not hand my power away in that sense. You know, and it's about taking that on myself and what can I adjust, what can I change to make sure that actually you know, this work-life balance that might not be balanced right now isn't going to make me head on the road of burnout, you know, because that's what a misaligned work-life balance will do. You know, if you're giving everything to work and you've got nothing left for yourself, you are on the road to burnout. You know, that's exactly where you'll end up if that goes on for too long, you know, and stress and all of that kind of stuff. All of this really is related to stress, I think, and how we can manage that for ourselves. But yeah, I think for me, the onus is on taking that power back and thinking, right, what can I do?
Yeah.
I do think that COVID has impacted the working world with regards to like hybrid roles and things. And my hope is that as a general rule, that's going to help things like work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know, it's the little silly things, isn't it? Like you can do a stick a wash on and stuff like that so that your evenings and weekends aren't full of house admin. You know, it's little things like that actually, they sound small and silly, but they make a really big difference.
Yeah. Can you hear my washing machine in the background?
We've got a new one coming on Wednesday, or I've got a new one coming on Wednesday, and I can't wait. It's silly things like that do get you excited in life.
I know, but even things like deliveries. If you know that you've got to have a delivery, you're like, well, actually, I'm going to do that on when I know I'm at home for the day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, I mean, we both did that rat race. I used to be on the 601 out of Brighton to London every day in, day out. And it's, you know.
Do you make up on the train?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't leave the house without makeup. I mean, look at me now. Look at this stuff. Fortunately, this is a podcast, so you can't see my unmade up face and my frizzy hair.
She looks beautiful anyway.
I wouldn't leave the house. But I would. My alarm was 4:45.
Yeah, that stinks.
Now,
unless you're the sort of person who loves that and does that out of choice, then that is probably wonderful. But
and it's like people say to me now, because like quite often, you know, I'm awake by 5:30. And it's still from all of those years of commuting to London. But actually, that's probably why I'm also a lark. You know, I actually love it. If I wake up, my alarm goes off at 6. And if I wake up before, that's a treat. I love to wake up before my alarm. And my alarm is actually the Tweety Birds. It's not one of those.
Same. Yeah. I have a nice little twinkly sort of. Yeah. But I like to wake up before my alarm. I'm a lark as well. I like to get up and get. Well, they do say that getting the hardest or most annoying or the thing you hate or dread or something, do that task first as well. Get that done and off your plate first thing. That can be really, really helpful, I think, for managing energy as well.
Yeah, but it can be. Should have written this morning, shouldn't I?
Yeah. What would you say your work-life balance is like these days?
Do you know what? I think I've got it down to a T because I love what I do. Yeah. And I think that's the whole thing, you know, do what you love, love what you do. And it doesn't actually feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
There are days, especially because obviously I worked with Mark for as in husband, you know, for several hours, whatever he needs me to do. And he's on site most days. There are times when we have to work at the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like we came in the office yesterday, just for half an hour.
Yeah.
Just literally for half an hour, just to update the board so that we knew what was happening the week ahead. And sometimes just that actually gives us balance, because then they've taken it off of my mind. I've put it up on the wall. I'm not thinking about it. Otherwise, what would have happened is I'd have gone to bed last night, and when the storms came in, it would have woken me up, and I'd have spent the rest of the time not having a good night's sleep because I'd have been thinking about all the things I've got to do this week. So work-life balance can also be a balance about what you, the energy balance of like, okay, I need to take this out of my head and put it down on a piece of paper somewhere because I need to release it. Otherwise it's stuck in my head. So, you know, then you get the people who go, oh, it must be so nice running your own business. It must be so nice being your own boss, because it's so easy, isn't it? You know, just being, you know, you're just like, I've never worked so friggin' hard in my life.
I know. And the thing is, all those feelings of guilt and stuff, if you do have a sickie or whatever, they're times 10 when it's for yourself. Yeah. Like if I have a day, but this is about work-life balance.
Yeah.
I think it's important. Sometimes I'll have a day where I'll get to 12 o'clock and I think I'm done. Actually, I'm not feeling it. Anything I create today is not going to come from a good place. I'm feeling tired, whatever, for whatever reasons it could be. And so it could be 12 o'clock on a Wednesday and I'll stop working, but I will feel the guilt. Like, you know, a lot of this is conditioning that I think we have to undo. But I think for me, some of that guilt can be worse now it's my own. Or, you know, or Saturday, I probably never really truly switched off on Saturdays and Sundays when I was employed either, but I certainly don't now.
No.
You know, Saturdays and Sundays don't feel the same. And I'll sometimes do the odd bit of work in which I always, like when I manage teams, I always said, do not work on a weekend. If you're going to work on a weekend, you need to do it on a Friday. Like, take your Friday afternoon to go and do whatever you were planning to do on the weekend, but you need to have your 2 days. And now I find myself occasionally working weekends.
Yeah, but I bet you love it.
Yeah, it is different though, because it's my choice, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
And sometimes even I'll get a day where I might book in too many calls, or, you know, because when you do one-on-one coaching, I don't like to overbook myself because I want to be fresh for every single client that I'm with. But some days I will have, I'll book myself in too many calls, and I'll know that on the day. But at the end of that day, I'll still feel, yeah, I'm tired, but I still feel this sense of, God, yeah. Or like, that was a wicked day. I'm not going to do that too often, but I still loved everything I was doing. And so it just hits differently.
But again, this is why for me, I do work on a week's to-do list, you know, and I break it down per day. But I look at all the stuff that I need to do, and I definitely eat the ugly frog first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it's what is my energy? What is my mood today? So, you know, this week is obviously recording this podcast, which always I come off this buzzing.
And yeah, me too.
Yeah. And then I think, okay, so I've got to write the newsletter that goes with the podcast, that's got my blog on it, that's got, what am I announcing this week? And I look at it all and I think, and when I'm in the right, even like recording new videos for my YouTube channel, and I look at each day, and when I wake up in the morning, I'm going, do you know what? I'm in the mood to write, and I come and write.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood to record. I make myself look a little bit more presentable than a ragged muffin today. And I'll do that. And it's, to me, it's also the whole work-life balance is, but it's also the work balance of, just because it says do it on Monday, if you don't need to do it on Monday and it's really exhausting you, do it on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's got to be done that week, do it on the day that is the right day for your energy and your mood.
Yeah.
Because that whole personality thing about, you know, what brings you energy and what brings you joy is all to do with what we enjoy doing, you know? And so that's my kind of must have when I've got my weeks planning out. And if I see something and I think, oh, I don't want to leave that till Friday because I'm putting it off. I'm looking at it at the ugly frog going, I really don't want to do that. I remember thinking, doing the bookkeeping, and I still like to do my own books because I like to have my money, my finger on the money.
Yeah.
And I used to think, I always do it on the Friday because Friday's a good day. I love a Friday. And then I started hating Fridays, and I realized why. It was because I'd made it my admin day.
Yeah.
So now my weekly bookkeeping, and it's only half an hour's worth of work a week, I do it on the day when I go, I'm in the mood.
Just quickly get that done.
I'm in the mood for a bit of a spreadsheet, which, if anyone knows me, probably not the best.
I think, you know, that in itself is probably one of my favourite things about running my own business. Like, there's certain days I like to coach. There's certain days I'll keep them free. But it's having that choice and that freedom to decide, how do I feel today, and where's my best work going to be?
Yeah.
Rather than trying to, you know, just force it. And because I'm like you, I love writing my blogs, actually. I never expected when I started this business that I would even do them, for one thing, but secondly, that I would enjoy them so much. But I can have a day where I'll write three blogs sometimes, because you're just in the mood for that. And then I could go 2 weeks and I haven't got a you know, flowing sentence in me.
Yeah.
But it is that space to be able to be like, right, where am I at my best today, and then act accordingly for it. And for me, I think that's where I struggled in the corporate world, because it's singing to someone else's hymn sheet and set of responsibilities and deadlines and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, I enjoy I love working to a deadline and I love working hard, but under my own rules, I think that has given me a different work-life balance, even though I probably work more or harder or whatever than when I was in the corporate world. I'm sure there's some, whether this is the right thing as well, though, I think that there's something called Parkinson's Law, which says, essentially states that whatever work it is that you have to do, whatever thing you have to accomplish, you'll do it within the set time frame. So I might have been at work for 10 hours a day. That doesn't mean I was working hard for 10 hours a day. Do you know what I mean? But I had to be in a place and I had to be working for those times. I probably could have done the work that I was doing then in 3 hours. But of course, I was in a building talking to people, you know, things happen and whatever. And that's the thing about Parkinson's law as well. You know, if you set yourself a deadline for 3 hours, you'll get it done in 3 hours. If you set yourself a deadline for 3 weeks, it will take you 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think you summed it up really well at the beginning of that bit there, where you just said it's where am I most productive today of everything that I've got to do? Where does my energy feel right? What am I productively doing? It's different, yeah, if you're delivering a workshop or you've got a client conversation, but it's all the other stuff that goes around what you do, all of these, whether you want to call it the admin-y stuff or anything like that. You just think, where am I best being productive today? And that will bring you balance, because you won't be trying to, you know, push treacle up a hill.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not going to go and record any clips and do all that kind of stuff, you know, the week before my period, let's say, because I'm not feeling bubbly, I'm not feeling lively, I'm not feeling, you know, in that lovely flow state. I'm feeling more like I want to hunker down and be on the laptop and maybe just get things done.
Yeah.
And now I've got the beauty that I can work a little bit more in line with my cycles. But I think as well, with the corporate world, I certainly adopted that hustle harder culture and believed that the harder you hustled, the more worthy you were. And that has taken me a long time to try and strip some of that back in the business and think, I don't, you know, it's not about just working for set hours. It's quality over quantity.
It's working smarter, not harder.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And it is. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that hustle harder culture was buried deep. That was deep. So that's taken quite a lot of time and effort. And I still fall into the trap. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking, right, rush, 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 rush. And I think, no, you don't need to rush. You don't need to be anywhere. There's no tubes. There's no gym you've got to get to. Take that rush out of your energy today and just go and start flowing with it a bit more, I think.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh. So sum it up then. Work-life balance to you is?
So work-life balance to me is having your time balanced enough so that you get joy, enjoyment, satisfaction and fulfillment from both your work life and your home life.
And it, to me, it is just about balancing life, whether it's work life, you know, home life, whatever. It's just find a balance in life.
Yeah. Fabulous. And I suppose know that that balance is sometimes going to be knocked out of whack, and that's life too.
Yes.
The key is to recognize some of those early signs, maybe of fatigue or exhaustion, you know, see what route you're going down and course correct accordingly for you. I guess it's, you know, that early signs and recognizing those is probably quite important too.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, as always, it's been wonderful chatting to you, Nikki. If anything that you've listened to here, folks, then, and anything's been triggering, you know, please do get in contact with either Nikki or myself. I'm Vicky, the Queen of Behaviours, and Nikki is the Transformational Coach. If you are thinking, my career is not the career I want, I need a change, who do I talk to? Pick the phone up and get in contact with Nikki, because she's awesome.
Yes, do. I've actually got, if that is where you're at the moment, guys, I've got a wonderful little quiz. You can get to that via the link in my bio on Instagram. But this quiz is going to help you figure out whether it is actually time for a career change for you right now, because it might not be that that's the case. It might be that it is work-life balance. But, you know, if you've been feeling a little bit lost and stagnant and disconnected and tired and exhausted and peed off, it may be time for a career change. So go and do the quiz, because there's some wonderful, lovely free training at the end of it as well, depending on your results.
Fabulous. Thank you, Nikki. And if anything else that you want to find out about, please do go listen to our other podcasts and drop us a note if you're enjoying this, and share the podcast on all the platforms that you listen to with your friends. So thanks, folks, for listening. And we will see you on the next one. As I say, I've been Vicky O'Farrell.
And I've been Nikki Van Swabik.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.